I work at Crow's Nest, which is on campus. Since I'm not a huge fan of being social while working, I'm in the back cooking. Eric and David don't work on campus, though. David works at Saddle Up Western Gear, and Eric works at Door 204 Coffee. David and Eric are the only two that have vehicles, since most of what I do is on campus. I have my license, but I don't really need it at the moment. Oh, why am I in biochem and chemistry? Well, I look up to a particular biochemist, and pretty incredible guy. His name's Gabriel Hudson, and he's the CEO and owner of Hudson Cures in Chicago. Word of mouth says he's planning on opening a few more locations, and one of them is supposed to be an ND. I'm hoping I can get a job with his company and show him the mad skills I've got. I've always been playing with scientific stuff, ever since I could read. My parents decided to feed into my wants by buying me a chem set and other cool things. Unfortunately, they didn't realize it would lead to my career choice instead of following my father's footsteps. I don't think I'll ever get to meet Gabriel Hudson, but I sure would love to work under him, and if I do a good job, he might notice me one day. The hike we're doing today is about 17 kilometers, about 4 hours. Most of the animals we'll end up seeing are bison, elk, prairie dogs, horses, and longhorn steers. However, as David did say, there are sightings of cougars, so we have to be mindful. The drive here took about an hour and a half, but it's worth it to hike. We do have to be careful of steep areas and shit. It's also about 2 p.m, since the drive took time to get here, and we were running a bit late this morning. We start our trek up the trail. It's not too long before we encounter some of the bison and elk as we walk past them. About an hour in, we take a break, which for us is about 4.5 kilometers in. We know we won't run into many people, if at all, because they recommend coming between June and September. But we didn't want to run into many people anyway. "How's class?" Eric asks us. "Pretty good," I reply. "Struggling a bit," David sighs. "The chem assignment? I can help when we get back," I suggest. "That'd be great. What about your other minor?" Eric inquires. "That's easy," David chuckles. "It's part of why I go on hikes, to get the incredible shots, the shots that get me an A in class." "Use any of us?" I ask. "Of course." He pulls his camera from his backpack and sits between us. We all smile and he takes a few shots before taking some scenery photos and putting the camera back. "This hike is cool so far," Eric states. "If any cougars come around, we'll just feed them Eric," David teases. "Hey!" "You know I'm kidding," David muses. "Maybe." "You know I can run faster than both of you," Eric growls. "Maybe us. Not a cougar," I note. "Why am I the one that gets picked on?" Eric grumbles. "Because we love you," I say. "And none of us have siblings," David adds. "True," Eric agrees. "But Tyson's got a cousin." "Who I don't know at all," I grumble. "Do you know his name at least?" David asks. "Drake. Mom and Dad don't talk much about him or my aunt. Drake's parents are both dead, but he's got a boyfriend and all that shit. And he's pretty private about his life." "Is your mom or dad related to Drake?" Eric inquires. "My dad is related to his mom. I only met the guy once at his parents' funeral and that was it. Didn't know he existed before that." "Wonder why?" David ponders. "No idea. I'll race you guys 1.5 kilometers, I muse. "I'll win," Eric beams. "We'll see," I say, packing up my bag. Once we're all ready, I do the countdown of 3, 2, 1, and we all start jogging. But Eric is way ahead of us. I mostly wanted to run out some of Eric's energy. Out of the three of us, he's got some challenges. Even though he's smart, he's on the spectrum of autism, and he's got major ADHD. If he didn't tell you, you wouldn't know about the autism thing because he seems completely typical. Hey, there's no such thing as normal in this day and age. As we jog, I hear a scream up ahead, panicking. I pick up my pace and find Eric backed against a rock and a cougar not 5 feet away from him. The smell of blood fills my nostrils. Eric's hurt. It's drawing the cougar close to him. Pushing down my panic, I scratch my forearm and charge at the cougar. It hisses and snarls. Once on its feet again, it charges me, swiping with its claws. It hooks me and rips open my hand. I hiss in response. Behind the cougar, I see David getting Eric out of danger. But it doesn't help me. I back away from the cat and realize I'm on the edge of a cliff. The cat pounces and we both tumble down the cliff. "Tyson!" my friends cry. I roll and crash as I go down the cliffside. The cat is flung somewhere while I keep crashing down.